Hi, and welcome back to an episode of No Cap. It has been a hot second, gentlemen. And by gentlemen, I mean Gregory Mello, Andre Turan, as always, my co-host. How you guys doing?
Good, good.
Doing well.
All right, and with us today, the beautiful Akhil Ganesh. How you doing, my man? Good to have you.
I'm feeling beautiful, as they say.
Feeling? Wow, I like that. This is a
you
really gentle.
You called me beautiful.
That was redundant.
Feeling. Yeah, it. Kind of I'm repetitive. You. Any other word would have been fine.
Wondrous. Stupendous.
I like stupendous. Let's stick with stupendous the entire show. The goal is to use stupendous in as many sentences as possible within the show.
That's stupid.
It's stupendous.
Let me add a ding. All right. Good job, Greg. Now, go ahead.
There was no ding anywhere. Hopefully,
That's for editing, Greg, later.
That's what post is for.
So you tell yourself things like in the future?
Yeah, exactly.
I kind of like that. All right, guys.
At the 30-second mark.
So we're finally past the 40-degree weather. I haven't worn a coat in about a week straight.
That is not true.
No, I've forced myself not to wear a coat. It doesn't mean that I was happy.
Yeah,
I'm proud of you.
Okay, guys, it's been over 50 degrees fairly constantly now, right? Can we say that? Above 45?
Yeah, sure, above 45.
Summer's around the corner.
That's sort of.
Also debatable.
Still a stretch, but it's stupendous, though. And like I said, Chicago is not known for its...
stupendous summer. Late spring weather, just stupendous.
Nailed it. Can you do a ding every time someone says stupendous, or is that too much work?
We'll see.
What do we keep you around for?
We have to pay him at this point.
That's right.
We should play favor if we do.
Yes.
Can we pay you in a hug or a crisp high five?
Yes.
What about McDonald's apple pies?
Sure.
Okay, not doing that.
Just wondering, just general curiosity. Yeah. But we only have 3 months to enjoy this beautiful weather that's about to come because it's right around the corner, as Akhil elaborated too. So what the hell do we do for 3 months to try to enjoy the summer, guys? What have you guys been doing in your hometown that you might be able to translate into the Chicago area? Akhil, we'll start with you because Louis. You're from Michigan.
Yeah.
And obviously there's a lot of similarities with Chicago.
No.
In the fact that we all have a football team. And yeah,
there's football teams in 32 cities in the country.
Yeah, and we're two of those are the ones that we're here and that we're from. So therefore, you're pretty much from Chicago.
Okay, no, I'm not. I
mean, both the teams are in NFC North, so technically.
Okay, really look, I'm from St. Louis and Detroit. The fact
he's
that you
a Rams
just
fan.
No,
he's
I am not. Fan. All right, you know what? No,
known
I am
fact
not.
About Akhil. He is a big Rams fan. So if you want to send him any Rams gear you have from back in the days, and if you want to make sure to cheer for the Rams, now that they're in LA, he's even happier because that gives him a little more time on the television to just enjoy the fact that they're much better.
Greatest show on turf memorabilia, though.
Please. I'll take all of your greatest show on turf memorabilia.
You also take all LA Coliseum memorabilia.
No.
That's stupendous memorabilia.
Please do not. Please do not. Okay, no. The Los Angeles Rams are a travesty.
That doesn't answer my question.
Okay.
Travesty is a double-edged word. It could be
Andre and I are the only one that can go further away from the topic. You have to stay on topic at all times. All
right, fine.
Be stupendous.
So what did I do at home during the summer?
What might you be able to translate from home to here in the summertime?
Louis, you lived in the same city as me. There was nothing to do where we're from.
We had a mall.
Yeah, they shot Harold and Kumar there. That was great.
I don't know if that would be the first fact that I would throw out there for people who might be interested in Troy, Michigan. But we have a beautiful mall. It's one of the most beautiful malls in America. I don't know.
Mall of America still exists. So like, it's really,
one of the most beautiful malls in America.
It's a nice mall.
It's a really nice
Drake
mall.
Drake goes there.
Okay.
I've seen Drake.
Has Drake gone to your mall?
No, not
exactly.
At all.
Exactly. Therefore, beautiful mall.
Yeah.
I guess.
This also makes your mall technically a loser because anything Drake begins to support.
He didn't support it. He just went there.
Okay, well, not a loser then.
Therefore.
Mall.
That's my guy. Anyways, so okay, maybe you didn't have that much to do, but what? So what do you want to do that you didn't have the opportunity to do back in Michigan? That's reporting right there, people.
Is that reporting?
I don't.
You know nothing about anything.
I guess not.
So, I mean, back when I was home in the suburbs doing nothing, I didn't do anything over the summer. I just sat around outside all day. It's suburban Michigan. What do you want me to do? Like,
it's not.
What am I going to do? Go to a festival every other day? Go to like street fairs? It's Troy, yes. Michigan.
Food truck festival.
Okay,
my guy.
Okay, food truck festival is coming up in June.
Let's
and
go.
We're going to food truck.
Yeah. Right. I said I was interested on Facebook, and I think other people have been interested.
How come no one invited me?
We'll do because you because are on Facebook. Facebook. He is, he
but he's not.
He just doesn't. Yeah,
he does not go on there.
So it's your fault. So therefore, we'll do a live pod and
at the food truck festival
and judge every single food truck ever.
Okay. Then I have an actual question about summer though for you guys.
Oh, okay. So you haven't answered my question.
I did.
Excellent deflection, Akil. Go ahead.
I like
so,
it.
So my question is, what is your opinion on rocking jeans over the summer?
Nope.
Greg?
Personally, no. I'm a no on that.
Greg firmly believes that coats are a construct no matter what weather it is.
This is fair.
And for some reason, he's worn shorts probably more than anyone else at Medill so far, from what I can remember. Maybe Joshua gets you beat, but that's...
I mean...
I'm not sure.
He was wearing shorts in 40-degree weather, so he like... Yeah.
That's talent.
It is talent.
It's comfy. I don't know what you guys want.
No, there's nothing wrong with
Dre,
that.
Dre, jeans or no jeans in the summer?
It doesn't matter. Whatever the swag is that.
Well, what's your summer swag?
Dre doesn't care anymore.
It doesn't gotta be different. Swaggy is swaggy, big baby. Big drip is always big drip.
Did you just nice, compare me Dre. To Glenn Davis?
No.
Okay. Good.
Sorry, I was
actually, as always.
I was searching for this Kevin Garnett gift that I was applying to something stupendous.
I love you for that.
But anyway, ding. I mean, nah, man. Like,
should I do the ding?
Shut up! I am talking. So yeah, that's a yes. Like I said, and like Louis didn't say,
but I was about to say
there is no bounds. I got this boy, my boy back home, named Kyrie Yapaul Burton.
Is Yapaul like the middle name?
Yes. Swag God. It's my freaking guy. He wore hoodies in the summer.
That's disrespectful.
Now, he's crazy, but there's a price to pay for swag. If you're not ready to be a swag king, then don't even attempt to try. So, yes, I'll rock jeans. You can go regular jeans. Cool. There are breathable jeans to wear.
You're not wrong.
Ripped jeans are fine.
How about jorts?
Are you John Cena?
I have jorts and I can rock them, but I'm still...
Jorts are a person-by-person case.
It's all about the legs, right? It's a leg definition.
They can't be, I don't believe in cuffed jorts, where like the bottom of the jorts are cuffed.
It that's the ones I have.
Yeah.
No, should I not wear them?
I don't know. I have to see how they look on you, bro.
Okay, I'll send you a Snapchat.
I don't do that.
But like in a manly way.
I'd rather not.
In a friendly manner.
I don't.
So, but I agree with that premise though. You can be all decked out, like no matter what, because that's swag. But at the same time, you can be decked out summer style.
You could, but the question was, are jeans a no? And I answered it.
No, I'm... And that's the follow-up with that.
What are you saying here?
That's the follow-up. You're fired. You're not stupendous.
I'm telling you.
Gregory, what are the three articles of clothing that one must have and must wear during the summer?
Why are we... Okay.
Underwear, I suppose?
No, that's a lie.
Tell me. It's not breathable. Let's unpack it.
Wait. Are we doing briefs or are we doing...
So, by the way, real quick. Louis' question was so bad. And out of nowhere, everyone got excited when he said underwear. Therefore, great reporting.
Underwear is not a necessary must. Summertime...
Agreed.
Summertime is full go for balling shorts under anything.
Absolutely. Like Commando?
Yes.
Technically.
Let the boys breathe.
Instead of wearing drawers, you wear balling shorts.
Okay.
Let the boys breathe.
You're not technically naked underneath. You have a double layer.
Same. I'm not double going standards?
There. I'm not touching that. I'm not touching that.
I'm just asking if there's double...
I'm not answering that.
That is...
Greg, you can continue. That's their decision.
Second, clothing.
No, but before we go from this, I will say there is something to be said for compression shorts over normal boxers over the summer.
Those. You will become sterile. Sterile.
Don't wear them at night. But, like, if you run around during the day, like, the moisture wicking is great.
So, you're talking about you put the compression shorts over your boxers?
No, I just wear compression shorts instead of boxers.
Oh, in place of. Yeah. That's not
yeah.
Good.
No, especially
that's
not over good. The summer.
Scientifically speaking, it's not good to wear compression shorts throughout an entire day. Don't ask me how I know that. I just know it. Apparently, it makes you, like, less fertile.
They said that about Mountain Dew, and that didn't stop me from drinking that.
And do you have a kid?
Good, I don't.
Therefore, you might be sterile. Greg, the second article of clothing. I love how this is going.
I really like button-down short-sleeve polos, actually, in the summer.
Which you're rocking right now. Andre is very excited about. I like that. How many do you have?
27.
I hope so.
Not 27. I have a short rotation. Actually, I need to.
I like
I
that.
Need to swag. I need to get some more swag.
I will take go with H&M you. H&M. Rack up. So you probably. I probably can get you about 6 or 7 of them little polos for like $35.
He said 6 or 7 for $35.
That's pretty solid.
That's easy money.
Yeah, no, I like that.
I'll kill that clearance rack.
Because I mean, you
that clearance rack is dope at H&M. Can you sponsor us, H&M? Should we send that tweet?
Yeah.
Figure it out.
Yeah, I think so.
There are some ethical issues about using H&M in quick fashion. Okay, continue.
Oh.
That's, wow. That's a whole...
Swag at any means. Continue.
Fair enough.
Just like just like being a carnivore, like you need that meat, and it might be sometimes processed.
I don't know if I...
I don't know where you're going with that.
I don't know if I have know either. Third article of clothing for you that is a must-have.
Flip-flops, therefore... That's the opposite of
a are you a flip-flops guy?
I'm a slides guy, but slides I can...
Or
I
socks,
can,
or...
Please don't get no socks.
Toes out, or like sweet socks?
If you say
I
socks...
I like sweet socks.
Sweet socks is great.
You're such a...
I'm a big sweet socks guy.
Lou, you're definitely like a Dippers type of dude.
He's a boat shoes kind of guy.
You know because I'm a grown man. I don't know what that is.
You know what Dippers are?
Because I eat them.
Thong slippers. So technically, it's just a thong flip-flop.
Yeah, I love those.
Yeah, yeah.
They make my toe feel manly.
Yeah, no.
It's the big toe.
Those are really uncomfortable. Yeah.
You know nothing.
Why do you like Dippers?
What do you mean?
Because I was born that way.
With a thong flop, bro?
Yeah. On my feet.
What do you mean?
Size 13 already.
So are you do you have sandals too, or are you just straight up?
No,
flip-flops?
I don't believe in sandals.
Not sandals.
You don't like the Velcro.
I used to rock the Velcro as a kid.
I rock Velcro.
I used to rock.
Did you guys have Velcro light up sandals?
Yeah, duh. That's my guy.
Hand and tooth, or whatever this expression is, not to wear those joints.
But okay, here's the thing. Here's why I had the Velcro's sandals in it, because as a kid, I was stupid enough that usually when I would go like swimming in the sea and I'd see rocks, I'd be like, that looks like a fun time to step on. Turns out rocks, you know, sometimes can be sharp. So therefore I used to have like 37 cuts throughout my feet. So my parents were like, you know what? If you're gonna go swim as a kid, I was also 5 years old, let's keep that in mind.
Why would you step on the rocks?
Because I established the fact that I was stupid.
Are these
as a kid.
Baby rocks or like they're bigger rocks? Like
big.
Okay, that makes more sense. I thought you were talking about
But then guess what would happen? I would slip, and then I would hit the little rocks. So that most of that would happen. I was a very clumsy kid. Yeah, so that happened. So they bought me Velcro's sandals, and I was like, I'm not wearing those. As a kid, I already knew I was destined to be swagged out, and I was like, this cannot be on my resume.
100%.
Okay, as a 5-year-old, if you don't know it, you don't know it, okay? So I was like, I have a strategy. I'm only going to wear those when I want to be stupid. And it worked out so beautifully, you guys. But I never wore them out in public.
Smart man.
What do you mean you only wore them when you wanted to be stupid?
You know exactly what I mean.
No. I want the listeners to know what you mean.
Well, I mean, I kind of established that. But, like, pretty much when I went, like, swimming, and I was like, hey.
So it was only swimming that you would wear those, essentially, then?
Yeah, when my feet can be hidden.
I'm very confused why the ass do the thing.
Because my feet being hidden... like, make the fact that the Velcros are also hidden.
Oh, you're saying the water high is the fact that you have sandals.
There we go.
Okay.
I feel like that makes sense.
I don't know.
Maybe in my head it made more sense. I'm still a stupid kid. You're less clumsy, also more swagged out.
Yeah, no, but I'm a sweet socks guy with the slides. You know, I think summertime is to show off those rockin' socks that you have, man.
Nope.
That's what it is, man.
Rock your socks.
Yeah. By the way, does the sock game matter? As much as any other clothing article?
Yeah. Fair. Of course it does.
It used to matter more.
I think...
You know. I'm not about it anymore.
I think if you don't have the sock game, it's not...
Is it acceptable?
I think it's acceptable, but I think if you do have the sock game, it's a huge amplifier.
But I feel like that's more important when you have, like, a nice suit and, like, you can rock, like, crazy socks. Like, that's cool. But in the summer... Well, actually, no, because
socks
you're wearing shorts and stuff. Yeah, no, you're right.
Socks and slides
right,
is a legitimate thing.
Yeah.
But
I don't have that. I don't have that.
Just don't be rocking no tubes, bro. No tube socks.
Really? The tubes are not a thing?
You can't rock tubes and
how about compression
slides.
Sleeves for your whole leg?
I'm sorry?
Or whole left leg.
Leggings?
What?
Do you have, like, diabetes?
No, like, I'm sorry. Maybe I said that the wrong way. Like, what basketball players wear? Like just on one leg?
Tights.
Yeah.
You're going to wear one leg.
Just one leg all summer.
You might as well wear hex pads.
Also, okay, based on the article of clothing, let's talk about lack thereof. When is it acceptable to take your shirt off in the summer?
Have you seen me? Never.
Anytime.
See, that's what I wanted to hear. So we have one person that says, okay, at the beach, not even at the beach.
For me?
Yeah.
You have to understand, like, I am, the only time that I ever take my shirt off is when I go wrestle, because it helps that in those moments, it helps that I don't think that I look great, because it adds to me being an ass to people.
So your low self-esteem helps you win wrestling games.
It's not exactly
that makes me
winning.
Sad.
It's not winning. Why not?
That makes me sad.
Hey.
He's dead.
Hey, that's what they call taking a weakness and turning it into a strength, okay? I took my weakness and I turned it into a strength. But you know what that means otherwise?
At the beach?
Because I don't feel confident in my body.
Do you go swim with a shirt on?
I don't go in the water. Okay, I was on a swim team, so I hate swimming now.
Okay, that's fair.
So I don't go in the water that much. And when I do, like, usually wearing a t-shirt.
So that's, okay, before we go to Andre, then I want to hear your point. But since we have these two, like, go back and forth. For you to see someone like Andre, for example, who wants to always take their shirt off, when do you think it's acceptable for that individual to take his shirt off?
Are you standing on a beach?
That's not, like, what are the situations that you think, okay, this is appropriate, and maybe it's not? Like, running through the streets,
yeah,
like on a jog, acceptable?
Okay. Yeah.
Beach?
Yeah.
Random walking anywhere?
Don't walk into Target with your shirt off.
I'm
but like
go inside of a building. That's proper etiquette.
I never said you would. I'm just saying general. In the general, like.
Well, the only time I take my shirt off inside of a building is if it's at a sporting event. I'll do that at any point in time.
Wait,
that's fair.
Sporting event that you take part of, or just like random sporting event and you just.
If I'm in there, if I'm in the stands,
yeah,
take
shirt off.
Shirt off.
Yeah, no, I like, that's fair.
I don't care.
Public, like in a public space, not
like
stores and everything, but like, yeah.
Yeah, sure. I mean, like, you can tan in a park, so, like, okay. I don't see why not. Anywhere that it's, like, theoretically okay for you to tan or exercise.
What are the quote-unquote douchey ways that you should not take your shirt off, but that people do?
Don't take your shirt off and then go stand in front of a mirror for 30 minutes.
Damn. Kidding.
Just like Arizona.
It's only 15 minutes. That's my guy! Right after the gym, right?
Yeah.
And
body shame.
I don't know. Like, this. That's the thing, like, be proud of your body. Y'all work for your body. Like, you know what I mean? Like, if you want to take your shirt off, be proud of it, but just don't shove your body in my face.
I don't take my shirt off for the fact to show off my body.
I
take my shirt off to be extra. I just enjoy being extra. So, like, for example.
And knowing Andre, that's, like, the most accurate statement.
For example, in college, we're at a basketball game. I would announce to the crowd and the people around me that if this dude hits another three, knocks down another big tray ball, my shirt is coming off. Boom, another tray ball, shirt off, screaming with my head.
Okay, here's my rule about this, though. You're definitely allowed to not wear a shirt when you play a pickup basketball game, except if you're the sweaty guy. If you're the sweaty guy, you better have either two shirts on or one thing that lets no sweat out, because I am not touching your...
How did you play sports?
I dominated.
But like,
I could never be touched because I was that fast.
But like sweaty. Like if you can't touch, like how do you
I have yeah, I'm sweaty. Dehydrated the entire time, so I have no water to like sweat out. So therefore I'm better than everyone else. I knew Greg would like that.
You need some Pedialyte, dude.
You do need some Pedialyte.
I don't believe in Pedialyte, just a construct. Greg, do you take your shirt off?
In the summertime, there are two instances where I will take off my shirt in a public setting.
Pick a basketball game?
Wait.
Yeah, you do get away. You do get away. No, he's not going to high-five you until you say it.
One of them is the beach, obviously.
It's my guy.
And the second one is a pickup basketball game.
But are you the sweaty guy?
I'm the sweaty guy, and also I'm the high post initiator. So
So you do the same thing as a kill. You know that it will help you because your sweat will help you get by defenders because either they don't want to touch you or you slip by them.
Also, I hustle so much for rebounds, so I'm in there.
I am never guarding you in another pickup basketball game once summertime hits. I like that. Let's go with
no.
Fair. You tell us what to talk about then.
I got one.
Okay.
What's your favorite summertime like refreshing beverage? Doesn't have to be alcohol,
Coke.
But just like hot summer day, what are you reaching for?
Coke.
Other than water?
Coke.
Okay.
I do mess with Gatorade. The Gatorade, the blue one?
Like the light blue one?
Yep.
Like that, yes.
That hits different. Greg, sorry I interrupted.
Like
you.
No, you're good, man. The fresh squeezed lemonade.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's a top competitor.
Like the one you can buy from like kids who try to make money, or like the ones like that are like commercial ones.
No, I need the kids to make it for
right?
me.
Right? No, but like, I'm just saying, I don't want to.
I need the kid or like my best friend's mom, you know, like they come out when you're playing like the whole day in the yard. Yeah. That's the kind of
you don't want to buy like a Minute Maid is nice, but like
it's
a
not
kid,
the same.
Like
the, it's not the same. Ugh,
the happy medium is the Chick-fil-A lemonade.
That's true.
Yeah, well, the Chick-fil-A half and half.
Best summertime food. I mean, sorry, drink first.
Two things. One has to be.
You need to answer too.
Two things. I'd want sweet tea that is just as thick enough with sugar where I'll probably get diabetes as soon as I finish consuming it.
Perfect.
Nice. That's so you need another one after because you're already in need of sugar.
Love and this. Then I don't want to get this all the time, but probably maybe every 2 to 3 weeks. A nice just like Slurpee will take you back to your like
7-Eleven Slurpees?
Yeah, will take you back to
that was the one thing like to do in Troy. That was the one thing to do in Troy.
As soon as I drink that drink, nostalgia just comes over me and summer is all about
we're
nostalgia.
We're definitely hitting that up, by the way. We're doing a live spot at 7-Eleven.
Yeah. On 7-Eleven. Oh, what's the is that the no? What's the day where you get to bring your own like?
It's 7-Eleven, July 11th. Yeah,
No,
you're right. Day. It's fill your own Slurpee day.
Let's get a kiddie pool, guys.
he's not joking, and I'm not either. Akil, drink of choice.
So if we're going non-alcoholic, sweet tea was gonna be mine. Yeah. But now that you brought up the half and half, like an Arnold Palmer, like it combines Arnold the Palmer best elements of both of that. I love that, but
crisp.
You know me. I love my fermented beverages. So like
that was a nice way to put it.
Yeah, on a nice like summer day, like there's nothing like a good like gin and tonic, like
tequila lemonade.
Or that's Corona. All you ever drink though, so it's fine.
Corona with a lime is something that hits different in the summer. Mainly because Vin Diesel loves them, and also because Fast and Furious.
My dad loves them, so don't ever just.
Well, yeah, your Hall of Fame dad.
Don't ever compare my father to Vin Diesel.
That's
better.
Fair. So that's a compliment for Vin Diesel. Guys, favorite food in the summertime. That's a tricky one. Sort of, because there's a lot of foods that everyone likes. Mine is probably McDonald's still, but that's different. I'm kidding. That's not McDonald's.
So, okay, I have a question. When you say summertime food, is it any food? Because there's different
it's
types
any
food. Of food.
It's any food that you like to consume the most in summertime, but also it can be a seasonal food that usually only happens in the summertime.
Because, like, in summer, you have, like, cookouts and, like, grilling and stuff.
That's what I'm saying.
I think you should separate. You should go, like, favorite barbecue food.
Well, no, that's why I keep the broad question because you might say something, but you might say, oh, I like that too, but what's your favorite go-to food in the summer?
Okay.
Greg, we'll go with you. Because I see you're debating, so I want to hear your thoughts.
Greg's favorite food at any time is mashed potatoes.
No. Mashed potatoes is really good, though.
Those are really good. But not in the summer. They're good, but in the summer, it's like almost like
it's not
too
like
hot.
I just need. You know what's actually really solid in the summer that I won't.
That's what I've been asking you to tell me.
Yeah. grilled street corn. Like
yes.
On the cobs.
That's fire.
Yes.
That's fire.
Really, really refreshing. Like you get those juices all you
my
feel
God.
In
you
it.
You put
like,
some butter on it
yeah,
too.
Man.
Like you roll it around the. Oh.
Too bad I can't eat it because I have a crown in my mouth and it'll come off from the corn.
So. I'm so sorry to hear that. Really I'll eat it for you though.
My molars.
It is a testament got, like, to like your stress because you're going to get that stuff stuck in your
teeth. So let's not. Okay. Because you can't pick possibly just the corn. Right?
Before we leave this corn thing, have you guys ever tried, like, you get the street corn, like street roasted corn. Instead of butter, it's you grab a lime, you dip it in some salt, and then you rub the salt with a little lime on it.
That sounds pretty good.
That's how they do it in India on the streets. And it's one of my favorite foods
in
the world.
We might try it. We're trying that this summer.
Are we going to India to get it?
Yes, that's what I said. We're trying out this summer. And he said that they're doing it in India, so therefore.
No, we're not going to India. Do you have $3,000?
Yes.
Student loans?
Give me
yes,
please.
I do.
I do have $3,000.
So I don't.
Student loans. Lucky. That we have to pay back. Greg, what's your go-to? Besides, like, the corn is a nice
so
side.
So we're talking like
it's
a
nice...
main right now.
Give me that.
All right.
Well, it's all you, big fella. Like, you had a tough day. You go home. And, you, like, let's say the meal can be already prepped. So you come home. You're hungry. You want that one dish. That you've been waiting for. It's like a nice July day. It's been sunny, a crisp 80 degrees, little breeze. But you're going home. It's 5 p.m. You just want to eat.
It's gotta be those honey barbecue baby back ribs.
Give me that baby back, baby back, baby back.
Come off the bone, though, either.
No, that thing
that's,
has to slide.
It needs to slide off. Yes. Yeah, no, absolutely.
That thing has to slide. It's
peeling off like. You feel
like,
it.
Like you hold
off.
Like you hold the bone above your head and literally like slides in your mouth.
Brazil after this?
Not after this, definitely but, like, for that. We need to go soon.
Like, I will go eat as much meat as possible.
Oh, my God.
Dre, what's your go-to food? It's a nice July day.
I mean, it's hard to separate anything from cookout food, so, like,
you're not wrong. I'm
just, like, well, if we do cookout, I think, first of all...
Yeah, let's go around. We'll do the cookout.
If we just do it like that...
But I also have mine that I'm going to say that's still not a cookout.
I always love the good cheeseburger. Yes. And, like, adding something to it, whether it's, like, you add, like some pulled pork on that joint and, like, really load it up, or, like, a scoop... Even if you do, like... Some potato salad on top of the burger. Like, yes. You start.
But when you say cheeseburger, is it
that's not the food I was going to say.
No, but like real quick, is it like a tiny patty?
Come on, this ain't Wendy's, baby.
Okay, like we're talking like a quarter pounder, yeah. Half pounder in
there. Me and Greg were talking about this the other day. It doesn't have mine for me. I don't really have a preference over if you bought like the frozen patties from somewhere and then cooked it.
No, yeah.
Or if you made it yourself in the kitchen. Like, I don't really have a preference over that.
But. No, I'm just saying like the quantity of the meat on like the ratio of cheeseburger.
It depends on what you're putting on it. So like, I want the patty to be a little bit more thin if I'm adding something to it.
Like if you're adding a potato salad, you want a thinner one.
See, for some reason, I'm like the opposite way. Like the bigger the meat, more stuff I want. Because
I don't want my hands to be too wide. Where I want my mouth. I don't want my jaw to be overextended to bite the burger.
You don't want to unhinge it like a snake.
That's just
I want that challenge.
Because that's the moment where you're deciding if you want to fork and knife a burger. Whenever you're thinking about that,
I don't mind.
That's because you're French.
Forking and knifing. That's because I'm civilized. Dre, what's your favorite?
Whoa. We're going to reel this back here. Hold on. Yeah, no, time out for real. We're gonna dissuade our listeners from using forks and knives on burgers.
Excuse me. Have you ever eaten a burger that is so big that you cannot physically hold it?
You still do it.
Go for it.
You attack it.
Go for it.
Yeah, and then you look like a... No. No. I'm sorry. No.
Do you even live?
It's not practical.
He doesn't even like ice cream. I'm going to bring it back to this. He doesn't even like ice cream.
So that's where everything stems off.
How could you not like a nice soft serve cone in the summer? You want to talk about summer? You can't top the summer off with a nice...
There you go.
Let it not be a waffle cone.
Why would I do that when I can have more meat? Try to mute me and it didn't work because anyway. I saw it. But what's your go-to food?
If it's not a cookout, usually like the dogs will come off the grill first. Mm-hmm. But instead of a hot dog, I think to set the tone of a cookout, if you have a nice crisp sausage, like a bratwurst.
Yeah.
I'm talking about when you bite it, it's like a crisp
snap. That thing.
Come on, bro.
Yeah. With cheddar, like have you ever had like the cheddar melted in it?
Okay.
Also, we haven't gotten a Chicago hot dog style yet.
I'm not really interested.
I'm kind of in the same boat here.
We
should go to Portillo's at least once because it's really good.
Even if you go to Portillo's, you don't have to get the dog. Get the chocolate cake shake.
Yes.
Like, whatever you do, get that chocolate cake shake.
Right, can we go? Insane. Is it worth it? Thank you. We'll go.
Just for the chocolate cake shake.
I don't think we said it wasn't worth it, Greg. I think we just said we're just not interested in the dog. I don't really like hot dogs.
It doesn't have to be about the dog. They have really good cheeseburgers and like good stuff like that, too. I'm saying, like, it's like a traditional dish from Chicago that you should probably try.
I think we should holster our own pod right now. So what do you think about, like, summertime? Like
we haven't gone to Akil's food. No, you don't get to do a sidebar.
Are you part of this new show right now that we're hosting?
Whoa.
All right, Akil, what's your favorite food?
Wait, do I get to be a part of the new show?
Yeah.
Okay, sweet. My summer food. When you mentioned the sausages earlier, that was like that got to me. Yeah. Like I was thinking about that a lot, but.
To cut you off, even with that, you compound that with stuff.
Yeah.
You put potato salad on that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You put barbecue on that. Like,
that's half the fun of a cookout,
summer,
right?
As a summer side, potato salad is up there.
Yes.
Have you guys ever had loaded potato salad?
What is it?
Where it's still cold, right? But it has, like, bacon and cheese in the potato salad?
What about pasta salad?
I like pasta salad, too, but what kind of pasta salad?
To me, this is a very European thing, okay? So I'm sorry. Like,
No, go ahead.
Shrimp, eggs... Tomatoes, like a little bit of what you call it, parsley. Sorry, and then just salt and pepper. I think, but like with pasta, not like
a little EVO on that.
Like
too?
Definitely olive oil and like all like those kind of things. But it's not like usually people do it with bow tie style pasta. Yeah. Like the one that I really like is with what are those called? The really tiny ones.
The rotini.
Like they look like this. Yeah, those are really good too. Okay. But like the mac macaroni? And cheese looking ones. Yeah.
The macaroni?
Yeah, okay. Those, oh, God. That with any other dish, you will be, because it's supposed to be the main dish, but we all know me.
Of course, yeah.
It's a side.
Meat has to be the main dish. There's no such thing.
Right?
Well, that's not true, because if it's possible.
I mean, seafood. Okay,
that was a flaw.
No. I do need the meat with my side.
I'm sorry, Akil.
I apologize, Akil.
I didn't mean to cut you off like that.
It's oh, no cap.
Yeah, no worries. However, I am going to take it to a different place because it's not necessarily the food. It's the way that I consume the food during
like
these
that.
Times.
Okay. I'm excited for both.
It goes along with the cookout idea. It's grilling up a nice steak, getting like a nice little glass of bourbon, sitting out on my porch like back home or like if I'm here.
So
in
you're
Chicago,
a 45-year-old man.
I really am.
Fair.
It's fine. But like there's something about just like enjoying a quality cut of meat. In the weather, like in some really, really nice weather.
What sauce?
It depends on the day. A1? Some days I go no steak sauce.
You A1 guy?
Nah.
What cut?
Filet.
Very important.
Bacon wrap usually.
I need 32-ounce ribeye.
That's my favorite. Although, I will say.
I love a good skirt myself.
Yeah, no, skirts are great.
That's skirt.
Sorry, I had to.
I will say though, if you offer me a porterhouse, I do not turn down a good time.
I never first of all, never turn down meat. That's the number one rule. Never turn it down.
I could name a few instances in which you should turn down meat.
And here we go.
I would like to renege on my favorite food or something, actually. I would like to take fried fish now, like deep fried.
That is great. That's
fish and chips
like
is the greatest gift. Fish and chips is the greatest gift that the Brits have given to you.
Like it doesn't. It could be. It could be a deep fried like catfish nuggets. It could be like a battered cod.
Any seafood. Fish. Any seafood really is so good in the summer.
Mm-hmm.
Like a nice smoked salmon. Woo.
Anything blackened or fried, I'll take it.
Have you ever had what's it called? Not octopus, but
calamari.
Yeah. So good. So sure. good.
That in the summer is good.
Absolutely.
But back to me. We should have that. A steak tartare.
Steak tartare is good.
Yeah.
Best, first of all, favorite dish of all time. My parents, my dad used to make two dishes, one for the three of them, him, my mother, and my sister. It was a pound. And a pound for me.
Of course.
And I would eat it all. While staring at them,
I would expect
asking for them if they needed to eat their plate.
Top cookout sides, outside of macaroni and cheese.
Well, I haven't done my cookout thing. I think my cookout.
You don't care.
Fair sides. you know, you can never.
No, go ahead. Let's do your joint, bro.
Cookout is tough because a steak will go a long way.
Yeah,
we all know that a steak will go a long way. But there's really nothing quite like a nice like. What's it called? Yeah, like I don't think I see anything more summery than like a cheeseburger and a hot dog. Yeah. Like you just line the dogs like on the upper part of the deck of the grill, and then you put the upper, I guess.
No,
and then all the patties like in the bottom. You're like, let's line them up, and then like you don't even care if you have that much like that many condiments and stuff to use. You go cheddar, ketchup, close the bun, boom. But sides, I'd go with, you need something light, I feel like, in the summer. You can't go too heavy because, you know, in the winter, like, you love, like, that mac and cheese that really gets you going. But I feel like when it's 85-degree weather, you kind of, like, start, like, sweating and stuff. I do love mac and cheese, but, like, just a nice bag of chips, like, will go a long way with your summer cookouts. Like, it somehow tastes way better in the summer, in my opinion. But then pasta salad, like I said.
I was just going to say, first off, before I said, that steak thing wasn't necessarily my cookout food. That was just my summer food. My cookout food, I'm from St. Louis. It has to be ribs. Like,
You know, I haven't.
It has to be.
Now that you mention it, like, we need to find a ribs place because I've never had, like, great ribs.
Carson's has ribs.
What's called? His ribs are solid. Kingston Mines.
Yeah. No, they were very good. Ribs
All right. Well, must have lost my invite.
Lost in the facts. Don't worry.
And then going.
This is when we had Matt.
Yeah. So. You're the replacement for him.
Yeah.
Just so you know.
I know.
Just to reiterate.
Remember when I used to be a guest on your show and then you were like, you were so good that first time we're going to invite you as a regular?
No, I don't recall that information ever being expressed.
Guess what?
You tell him something that we did not agree upon?
Not.
Okay.
Greg, this conversation I just went verbatim. Do you think we should bring Louie on?
And then I was I think he's probably the worst person that we could bring on the show. And then you were like, yeah, but we should give him a chance. Yeah.
Greg was like, we might as well go ahead and bring him on full time.
Yeah.
So,
go ahead, Akil.
I'm hosting the show.
I will say, as far as sides go, I think Dre hit it on, like, right on the head from the jump. Potato salad. Like, there's nothing that says more summer to me than potato salad. And there's something about just having that, like, cool compliment to all the hot food coming off the grill that I really like.
What about coleslaw?
I am not talking about coleslaw today.
With barbecue, I can't eat coleslaw by itself. But that's, I think
not by itself. Like, as a side.
Well, I can eat it by itself, but I think that's just an adult thing. I think as I got older, I was able to do it, because as a child, I wasn't messing with coleslaw.
Yeah, I don't think anyone was really.
Is that a cabbage thing, or is that a coleslaw?
I don't know. I think it's a cabbage thing for me. I think it's a consistency thing for a kid.
Okay.
But when I got older, I think it's a great compliment to stuff. Like, it is a good compliment to barbecue. You can put it on a cheeseburger, but it just depends.
See, I can have it with, like, pulled pork, like, yeah, on the thing, yeah, but I can't have it, like, by itself as a side. Can't.
I've always had a problem with pulled pork, too. I've just noticed that none of us have said pulled pork, and I'm really happy about it.
I like it. It's just not my favorite. I have to be in the mood for that. Like, it's just not a...
That's Carolina's.
No, let's go a little healthier, guys. Sides. I'm sorry.
Mac and cheese is the ultimate side.
You try to
for any time, but my favorite, like, cookout side are beans that are sweet with ground beef in them.
I can't do that.
Okay.
I appreciate that.
Have you ever had it?
I don't like beans.
Is it like a baked
beans? No, but have you ever had it?
No.
They're baked beans.
Okay.
But there's ground beef in the baked beans.
I don't know how you do that.
Okay.
Can you show me a picture of that?
Hold on. Have you...
No, I've never had it.
What kind of baked beans have you ever had? Like, were they savory or were they sweet?
I really hated them, so to me they all taste the same.
No, because there's a clear difference between the savory and sweet.
You'll have to show me.
If you had the savory one, there's a high chance that you didn't like it.
The ones I get is like the bush beans.
Those are usually.
I'm not a big beans guy. Not gonna lie.
When you add the ground beef to it, different diet.
Ground beef with everything is pretty good. Shepherd's pie. Oh my God. Sorry. Sidetrack.
So
side for Greg.
So growing up in a Dominican household, we had
to be fired.
You know, come on, like. We had plenty of sides going on, but it was mostly about, like, we had the main, and we knew what the sides to go with the main were, but we were like, let's snack while we're prepping. Like, come on. You can't not eat
you're
while,
hungry
you're
while you're prepping.
Food.
Yes.
So, I'll hit you with two favorites. Obviously, empanadas. It almost doesn't matter what style. I don't really like baked empanadas. I understand that some people do.
I can definitely understand why you don't like them.
I like the
though.
Fried ones better.
Yes.
That's just closer, greasier, but it's nice. And then the other thing, plátanos fritos, which are plantains fried, a little salt and pepper in them.
Akil is very.
You're just eating them like chips, like you said, a nice bag of chips. They're hot, but like. You're going to go through like 20 of them if you don't stop yourself quickly. Like, they're great.
Fried plantains / plantain chips are one of the greatest snacks ever invented, period.
You can keep eating. Like, you think that you are hungry for, you need like a protein or something, but realistically, if you just keep eating those, you're going to be like,
this is solid.
I could stay with this. I want that. I want that steak. I want whatever I'm getting. But right
but
now,
this is doing
okay.
The job.
This is doing it right now.
What about you, Akil?
I said potato salad.
Oh,
yeah.
Sorry, I thought, like,
no.
Very solid. And you had a follow-up, though.
Yeah, I did want to ask, because you mentioned the plantains thing kind of got me thinking about something, which is something that you and I saw at a restaurant the other day.
Oh.
Which was pulled jackfruit. We saw it when we went to Saigon Sisters. And that leads me to my next question, which is, how do you feel about summer cookouts getting invaded with vegan alternatives?
I just saw an article on Twitter saying that could a vegan hot dog be better than the real deal? And I wanted to throw my phone away so far from myself that I no.
Have you
I'm
ever
sorry.
Had one of the vegan alternatives?
No, because one, I don't want to, because why would I settle for the made in China version when I could have the original? And also, I'm not a vegan, so therefore I don't want to do that. I respect all vegans. I appreciate the fact that there are more foods and more choices for people who are not physically able to eat it or decide not to eat, you know, I guess the more common alternatives there. I understand why they should be forced, because we all have at least one family member now who is either vegan, vegetarian, and whatnot, and I appreciate that. I do think that there's too much of a big deal out of it sometimes. You know, in my own family, I've noticed it's like, are you sure it's gluten-free? Are you sure it's vegan? And I'm like, dude, like, you know, we've made this for you. You know, you can bring your own stuff. We'll cook it for you and everything. So it definitely is kind of more dysfunctional than I think back in the days when everyone was eating the same thing. Sometimes it kind of creates a disconnect within the family the family dynamic. So I'm all about it just because it gives everyone what they want. We just need to be mindful of the fact that let's have everyone have a good time instead of just forcing it, like, based on, oh my gosh, you know, I can't believe you don't have any options. Like, let's try to make it work and have a good time. That's my opinion on it.
Okay. Have you guys ever tried, like, some of these, like, the Impossible Burger or the Beyond Burger or whatever?
I haven't tried those two. I just heard about them recently, actually, so they weren't on my radar. Right. I've had, like, black bean burgers before. They're those okay. They're not my, like,
that sounds favorite. Interesting. Yeah. I don't think I'd like them.
Yeah. They're okay.
You've had an Impossible Burger?
Yeah, I have.
How was that?
It's really good. Like, really? It legitimately tasted like a burger to me.
Wow.
So, like, which is why, like, I wanted to ask, just because it's one
that's
of those
impressive.
Things where it's, like, because I have a... I'm Indian. I have a lot of friends that are vegetarian, yes. A lot of friends that are vegan. So, like, when I have people come to town or when I go to visit...
You have to adapt.
Them, yeah, that's something. And even when I hang out with my family, like, both my parents are vegetarian.
It makes more sense for you to just... Because since you can eat both, you might as well just
exactly.
go with them instead of making it harder.
And part of that is just, like, I kind of want to see what it tastes like. And it tastes like a real burger, which, you know...
What was your preconceived notion of it? Like, were you like, oh, this is probably going to be good? Or were you scared? Like, what was it
so
like?
I have tried every version of, like, a vegan or vegetarian alternative to burgers and, like, hot dogs imaginable. Like, just because growing up, I loved that stuff.
Yeah.
My parents can't eat it, so we were always trying to find, like, these happy mediums. Everything sucks. Like, everything sucked growing up. Like, every single version of it, I'm like, this is terrible, this is terrible, this is terrible. The first time I ever liked something was, like... There's a company called Morningstar. And if you're ever going to try vegan stuff, use their stuff because it's amazing. They have these spicy chicken nuggets that are out of this world. And considering the fact that no fast food place, I almost swore right there, has spicy chicken nuggets right now, that's like the only alternative I had at certain moments.
Good point.
Wendy's, where are my spicy chicken nuggets?
Coming back soon.
Thank you, Chance. All right, yeah.
That's true. Thank you, Chance. Have you ever tried vegan stuff?
No.
Speaking of vegan, I want to talk to you about healthy things in the summer. Favorite fruit to eat in the summer?
Mango all day, every day, all year long.
Now, also, mind you, before you say that, it's healthy with a trick because, you know, you can put any thing you want on said fruit because we all know that banana with chocolate on it is a little better than banana, or apple with caramel. Is that what's on it?
Caramel.
Or
cinnamon.
Pretty much any. What's your go-to fruit in the summer, and what do you put on it if you do put things on it? Mango can be just one. I love mango.
Mango's up there. I can eat mango all the time.
God.
I don't. This is related to your question. It's the opposite thing. The banana split is the most useless ice cream creation I've ever met in my life.
I don't like that, too. That's fine.
That's all I wanted to say. You're up.
Trey?
In the summertime, because that's when they're ripe and when they come out, a nice plum. I like plums.
What are plums? I'm sorry.
You'll have one. I'll get you one.
Can you, like, describe it to me?
It's like a purple fruit.
It's a regular fruit. Like, I can't describe fruits.
Like grape size?
No, it's like...
Oh, okay. I know what it is now.
It's a little... I don't know. It falls somewhere in between... No, it's smaller than an apple and smaller than a peach.
I think I got it.
But peach or a nectarine as well in the summertime.
Nectarine is good. Craig?
I don't really... toss out some, like, summer fruit to me because I don't really keep a good track of, like,
peach,
seasons
nectarines.
And stuff.
Pineapple, kiwi, mango.
Pineapple. Yeah. No, there you go.
Fresh pineapple.
That's it.
Watermelon.
Yeah, fresh
watermelon.
There.
Watermelon is...
I like watermelon. It's a little overrated.
Watermelon to me is only good as the third or fourth side
and
on a dish.
Only if it's cut up into triangles for your consumption.
No.
Yes.
No, give me the...
What are you talking about?
Oh, I thought he meant like cut into little pieces.
No. Yeah. No. Like serve like with the...
So I want it cut into little pieces then.
You want the chunks?
Yes. I want everything that Greg doesn't want.
The only thing about summer fruit, it's
sorry
hard.
About
to,
that.
It, summer fruit is hard. Summer fruit doesn't have great consistency. So one of the one peach will taste different than another peach. It's like if it's more ripe or like, yeah. And the same thing with watermelon. Like I've had watermelons that are really good, but then I've had some duds. So that's the only reason I say watermelon's overrated.
I agree. I'm a big cherry guy. I don't know if it's summer fruit.
It's also because you're from Michigan. We have great cherries. Like, you've lived there. We have great cherries.
True. I've had that. But, like, French cherries also slapped.
enough. I've never been to France.
I've told you should go. Just you and I, though. We live pod there. Call Greg as a, you know, he can phone in and we can tell him, hey, we're in
nice
France.
Nice little romantic loser. Getaway to Paris. It's cute.
Did I say Paris? Paris.
All right, south of France, Versailles. Where do you want to go?
Versailles is not south of France.
I know. I just was naming random places.
I want to go to Verdun.
Where is that located?
Also, coming soon, a new pod by Andre and Louis, History Revisited. You'll have to stay tuned for that. That'll be fun. But that's on the whole other project. Don't ever disrespect Verdun again.
I don't. But no, where is it?
The greatest battle of all time.
It's kind of like...
It's in the history books.
That's a good answer. It's probably underground by now with all
it's
the...
It's on the border, right?
Yeah. Yeah. It's near the Germany border. Kind of like
okay,
mid...
Okay, so it was it a World War II battle? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Okay.
World War I? World War II.
I think two, yeah.
Okay.
Over how many people died? 6 million in one battle?
I don't want to get him a deal with FSAW. I'm not going to...
Yeah. Over more than 5 million people died during that battle.
Okay.
Is that true?
It was like something. Remember, we saw the facts.
I know the numbers, but was it that high? That's a lot of people.
Yeah, no, like that was the craziest battle ever. Like, imagine like the you know the end battle in Avengers Endgame.
Yeah,
times five.
That's what Verdun was.
Okay.
Except with like old school weapons, so like they really had to go after that thing.
What was it like? Almost was it about 85% of the casualties were from artillery strikes?
Wow. Wild.
Wasn't that what...
Yeah, no, it was a really wild battle that we'll be revisiting with Andre very soon.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is a teaser for the pod. So I just want to help my guys out here, give them a quick plug, you know?
I'm sorry about that. We diverted. Okay, so far let's recap. We have what to wear, what to eat, what not to eat, sort of, what not to wear, sort of. favorite sport to play at the beach or in general in the summer?
How about this? Are you a pool or a beach guy?
Both.
There's two different people.
I'm both. I'm not gonna lie. I'm the guy who builds his own house with a pool 2 minutes away from the beach.
I knew I liked you.
But like, if you had to pick one,
I can't.
Your ideal water setting.
Well, okay. So to be in the water, I think I'd like the pool more because I know that it's clean.
Fair.
In a way. But I like the beach more because I'm a social person and I like just having a lot of people around me. Given at the pool, I'm obviously inviting people in more. It's not just me. But I think the beach where everyone is here to have a good time, you know, and you see everyone smiling and you see kids running around and stuff like that just makes me happy. So I think being in that social setting is more important. So I think I'll take the beach over the pool. But like I said, I'd rather have a pool right by the beach. I'm that guy.
Smart man.
Gregory?
I'm definitely a pool guy. Definitely pool guy. I think it's also because when I was a kid, one of my neighbors had a big pool with like a little waterfall and like a hot tub, and I just go there all the time.
Why do I feel like every kid always had a neighbor who had a
pool? Like, yeah, of course. Oh, yeah, no. Why would I have one? No.
Same
no,
with
no.
you. Oh, wait, you were by the beach,
no,
right?
No, no, no.
Yeah.
No, no.
So
I was also by
pool.
The beach, but I would be like, why am I going to go to the beach when your house is three doors down from mine?
That's just
why would we drive?
That's just efficiency right there.
Also, I couldn't drive because I was a kid.
But you were practical about it.
Yes.
You technically
very
could have
so.
Driven. You just refused to.
Right. 11-year-old Greg was like, we are not going to hurt anybody.
Really responsible.
Yes.
I like that. Akil, pool or beach?
I'm a pool guy because I hate sand. It's rough and
sand,
it's coarse and it gets
suck.
Everywhere. Thank you, Greg, for getting that reference. It was a Star Wars reference.
See, the fact that you have to say it now nullifies your reference.
No, it's okay. It's fine.
Because now listeners would be like, oh, I felt special because I was in the inner circle.
Oh, thank
now
you for being a fellow no. prequel memer, one listener that understood what I was saying.
First of all,
so
how dare you?
We probably get, so it's okay.
Yeah.
Yikes. We haven't done that in a while. That's fair.
So, but no, actually, like, I really, really don't like the sand element of a beach. Like it's
when it's on your feet after a long day, and you're trying to go back in the car, and you're like, yeah, this
yeah,
is,
like,
I'm screwed.
While I'm at the beach, I'm having fun, but then like the labor of like cleaning myself up after the beach, like with all the sand, because I'm also wherever I am, whether I'm at a beach or like at someone's place that has a pool, I'm also you alluded to sports earlier. I'm usually doing something at the beach, which leads to sand in my hair, sand,
and that's
like,
what
sand
I don't
everywhere.
Understand. I don't understand why. Every beach has those showers, those outside showers. For some reason, they're in the middle of the freaking beach. Ooh, sorry about that. Don't you ever interrupt me when I'm talking about the beach again. And for some reason, they're never like right outside of the beach, you know, like that.
Sure, I don't know what you're talking
between
about.
The concrete and the sand.
We do it economically and smart of Jim Beach. That joint not at the beach.
Yes, smart.
That
because board, every beach I've ever went to,
smart.
Every beach I've ever went to, I don't know about you, Akil, or about you, Greg, but for some reason the shower thing is literally in the middle of sand. So you're like, yeah, I'm gonna clean this and then I'm gonna try to figure my way out. Like, that's stupid.
The one that I've noticed is, like, it is connected to the boardwalk. The thing is, like, so many people have walked over, like, the connection from the boardwalk to the showers that there's just sand everywhere regardless. So it doesn't matter, like,
that's true.
If that about it being, like, on the boardwalk.
You're almost better off.
Just put a dent in the middle of the concrete.
You're almost better off not even washing yourself off and just taking a dry towel and just batting the sand off with a dry towel.
Yeah.
That's what I do unless, like, Akil said, I've played sports.
That's upper level beach goer.
So what's speaking of sports, what's a favorite thing to play? Is it beach volleyball?
Yeah, I like beach volleyball. It's a good sport to play with some friends.
Pick up basketball or beach volleyball?
Oh, pick up. Come on now. Come on.
So tell me your favorite sport.
I'm going to go out now.
Pick up on the beach?
That'd be tight.
What are you talking about? There's no hoops on the beach.
No, like if a court's
just like summer.
This isn't Cali.
Favorite summer sport.
It's not
favorite summer
in
sport.
Cali.
You said favorite sport.
Sorry, favorite summer sport. I'm sorry.
Quidditch. That is the favorite summer sport. Come on now.
You can also play that at the beach.
Yeah. Yes, you can.
You can play Quidditch
much
anywhere.
Tougher on the beach.
Yeah.
20 times tougher on the beach.
Yeah, try playing rugby on the beach.
I can imagine that's also.
By the way, there's a term in Chicago.
PlayStation 4.
Beach rugby term. One of those guys. By your pool. I like that. Akil?
Probably football in the sand or
that's fun.
Cricket.
You know what's a really fun game? Is the one where you have this little like mini trampoline.
Spike ball.
Spike ball
is amazing.
Is probably my favorite summer sport to play.
Can jam's up
can
there
jam's
too.
All right.
Never played it.
Can jam is
probably
dope.
Dominate.
You'd like can jam.
Beer. Wait,
and
is it beer ball?
Beer.
No, there's a game, you put a pole, it's kind of like the frisbee game. You put a pole, you put a beer, and you have a frisbee, and you have to hit the beer without hitting the pole. And if the beer falls, the person has to chug it. That's a drinking game, also a very fun summer game. Because you can do it with, like, whatever, you know, like, you can say whatever.
No, I've never played that before.
So you have two pretty tall poles, I'd say about probably like 5 feet.
Uh-huh.
You put a beverage of any kind in there. You have a frisbee. And teams of two. The goal is to send the frisbee, hit the beer. If the beer hits the ground, you have to chug it. But you can catch the beer as it's going down, you know, while you play for the other team. If you do that, the person has to take a sip. The person who threw has to take a sip.
Huh.
Those are the kind of rules. And it gets wild.
Nice.
Fun times. I think that's pretty much all we got. You guys know what to do this summer now. We got you covered. So let's go again. The main rules, don't wear underwear.
Or compression shorts.
Also, eat as much as you can, and don't take your shirt off in Target.
Yeah.
And that's
just specifically Target. Anywhere else?
Walgreens, completely fine.
Specifically my Target.
Yeah.
Don't come into my Target with your shirt off.
My Target is okay. But that'll do it for us at Lane Violation No Cap. Thank you for tuning in, and we'll see you very soon, or we'll talk to you very soon. Peace. Myself, think I'll dust them off.